All right, all right. We are back here in my radio hut. Monday, July 14th edition. I got a very, you got some sun, Katie Robber, from the chamber, and you got a big smile on your face. And I just want to say, just beyond, you know, from my perspective, congratulations, because what an event and what a great way to celebrate summer.
Thank you.
I saw it from the patio over there at the brew. I'm watching so many happy kids, happy people. And just Chalkfest 2025, a great success.
It was
a
huge success. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah. We did put a whole lot of work into this event, and it really did pay off.
You had a good crowd.
The crowd was huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge both days. Vendors were running out of inventory. The food.
You told me that when I saw you Saturday. It's like a couple of vendors are out of food right now. It's like, ooh.
It's a good problem to have. So there was scrambling of getting, running up to Sam's to get bulk meat. it was amazing event. We had so many positive feedback coming our way that, I mean, it was heartwarming, really.
Mm-hmm.
We had people saying, I didn't even know this existed. I'm going to go get my grandkids and bring them down here.
Now
and
they do, yes.
Yeah, it was really great to see the hard work finally show its face.
Well, and hats off to Sean McCann and these artists that put some great work down there on the street. And it hasn't rained yet, so you can actually go out and see it. Yeah,
yeah. Just be careful the cars. The roads are now open.
There's traffic moving, but man, they just outdo themselves every year.
They do. Every year, it just gets better and better. And let's not forget the amazing amateurs and student artists this year. They stepped up to the plate, and
always.
We have some amazing talent.
There's a lot of talent out. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So I'm not going to say who did the People's Choice Awards yet, because we haven't announced it on social media yet.
Okay, but be looking for that.
But look for that on our social media pages, because we're going to be announcing it there.
You got sheets here. You got all kinds of thank yous you want to throw.
I feel kind of like I won the Academy Award.
What do you say?
Well, you're all just kind of going, okay, here comes the thank yous. But it's so important to tell these people in public that we couldn't do it without these people.
Right.
We really can't.
Right.
We can't pull it off. First, I want to really thank the Wahpeton Street Department. You know, they were out there late Thursday night cleaning those streets and, you know, putting out the cones and getting all of that, getting the streets ready for the artists to do their chalk. And
that's not a small task,
way.
It looks, I mean, they just make it look seamless, but it's not a small task.
So thank you, Wahpeton Street Department.
Yes.
We can't do it without you. The Wahpeton Fire Department, they brought their truck over to do the touch-a-truck. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
How'd that go over?
And then Lindsay Louders, she brought over Dottie, her Dalmatian.
Wow.
it was a great hit. Also, Waste Management for providing all the trash cans for everyone to keep the grounds clean, as clean as possible. So thank you, Waste Management. And also the entire DeFries family. Chris,
they were hit
and
it
Becky.
Hard Saturday when I saw, man. They were moving
They were
around.
There Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Their entire family was there just at our beck and call, and I cannot thank them enough.
Way to go, Chris.
Chris and Becky's family weren't the only ones. I just don't have enough time on the radio to thank everyone, but I will give everyone that we see a big hug. So the Twin Town Ambassadors really stepped up. Our board of directors stepped up to the plate to make this success. So thank you to those organizations. Chehinkapa Zoo did a little chalk art of themselves for the kids over at Chehinkapa Zoo. And then they also brought a baby kangaroo.
Yes, Rupert. Rupert made
And armadillo. I can't remember armadillo's name.
I can't either.
We're going there. We're doing a spotlight today, so we're going to go over there.
All right.
And I will. I know it too. Shoot.
Jojo.
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 There you go.
Yeah. I think I know everybody down there.
Yes. And Nordic Electric, they brought over a scissor lift for us to take aerial photos of all the chalk art.
Wow.
So they went up and down so we could get overhead shots. So thank you for
What a great idea.
Yeah, lending their equipment to us. So we couldn't do a drone this year. So this was the best option we came up with.
Good option.
And so, yeah. The Leech Library and the courthouse lawn. So they just said, absolutely. We asked permissions, and they said, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Twin Town Tavern for their property. City Brew for the use of their areas. Sanford as well. Also, Mayor Brett Lambrecht. he was there, and anytime I asked a question, he was on it.
Oh.
So can't do it without the mayor. Electricians that kind of saved the day with the electrical issues that we had in the morning. Red Door Art Gallery and Wit Aesthetics, who kind of kept Jordan and I hydrated. Thank God.
That's a good thing.
Of course, we said thank you to Sean McCann.
Mm-hmm.
And all the artists for coming in there.
Incredible.
We had artists from the Twin Cities and from California, across the country, really. And then KBMW. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's why we're here.
Yeah, and Daily News, I got to give them a shout out. They're going to run an amazing piece, probably Wednesday edition. So thank you for covering our event. For both of you, thank you.
Yeah.
And
I love it. I'm already cranked up for the 2026 Chop
Yeah,
Fest.
Well, let me go take a nap first, and then...
I was going to say, you're probably going to sleep for a week.
Yeah, so then, the chamber's going to be kind of limited hours this week to recuperate so we have some good... pretty good promos coming up for September or August and September.
Have had chamber-wise, not just with Chalkfest, mm-hmm. but everything you've done, you've had a great year so far, and I just hope it just keeps rolling for you.
Yeah. We work hard over there to recognize the businesses and the communities that we live in.
Your summer wine walk was huge.
Yes.
Now Chalkfest being a great success.
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Girl.
Well, we hope that roll continues. You know, we will continue. Once we take a nap, we're going to continue our continue our quest to being the best chamber in the Twin Towns.
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Katie, again, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Man, what a great event.
I appreciate it.
Thinking watching everything going on Saturday, and then after everybody kind of cleared off the streets, here comes, I laughed out loud, because here comes the WAP PD. I mean, they're making sure everything's buttoned down.
Yeah.
But they just had to get out their flashlights and look at all the art up and down the street.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was
no
great
kidding.
To see. Yeah, it was great to see.
Well, they were, you know what, that was also part of my list I didn't mention. Thank you to the police chief, Matthew Anderson. He was, a pinnacle in this, and all of the police presence.
Mm-hmm.
They really helped us out with the 5K and with everything like that.
One last question. Dominic and his chest room. I mean, do you have a good turnout for that?
Well, get this. My husband was in his element, because Sunday the North Dakota state champion came down from Bismarck, and he and Dominic had some good battles.
They go ahead
on the board. They did.
All right. I don't want to know. I'll let him tell me.
Yeah, you better let him.
But he looked pretty happy Saturday.
He was a happy camper.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that, seriously. So Chalkfest 2025 in the books. Go home and sleep.
I plan on it.
And we'll talk again next Monday.
You bet.
Katie Rauber, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Katie every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.